I'm Amber.
And I'm Becca.
From cranberries
to cows
and everything in between,
this is Forward Farming.
Hey guys,
welcome back to Forward Farming.
Wow, we haven't sat down together, just the two of us, in a long time. Did I freeze again?
I know. You were frozen for like a second. It's fine. I could still hear you. I was thinking last week, I think, like, I love having guests, and we have, like, super awesome guests, so it's great, but we haven't just recorded the two of us in such a long time. I feel like we talk probably every day, but I feel like I haven't, like, sat down and talked to you, so I was really excited that we found the time.
Yeah, we have a lot to catch up on, because it's been a minute, so what's going on in your neck of the woods? Do you have snow? We have snow and rain, and it's just disgusting here.
No snow, a couple like little piles. We had snow last week. We had rain today, a little dusting of snow the other day. The weather's been so weird, but it was like almost 60 degrees today. It was wild. It kind of just rained, like misted on and off all day, and it just smelled like spring. It was quite wonderful. So I'm not even complaining about it, but yeah, our weather has been up and down. The full spring was real. So it was kind of not fun when we got snow after that, but I don't know, it's March, I guess. Like, what else can you ask for? I don't know.
Yeah, we had probably, it started snowing for us like on Thursday last week, Thursday night into Friday morning, and now we have like a good inch or two of just really wet packy snow on the ground today, and it rained off and on all day today too, and it's just not going anywhere. It's just turning into a sleet mess, just a sloppy mess. Am I cutting in and out for you too?
Yeah, but I don't even have my phone. I was gonna take a picture of you because like you froze like this. You look like Popeye. I forgot we did have snow Thursday night because we had a snow day on Friday. It was so weird.
Really?
It did not need to be a snow day. Like, I know that they were probably better safe than sorry, but we only had probably 2 inches when it was all said and done. But yeah, they called us school. It was whatever. But I kind of forgot about that. It seems so long ago, but that was literally Friday.
I know. I was just thinking when you said that, I was like, is it today Monday? It feels like it's Wednesday or Thursday already. It's been a week.
And it's only Monday. So I don't know, should we just do like a, I feel like it's been like at least a month since we talked. What's been going on in Cranland? You guys starting sanding, gearing up for what are you doing this time of year?
We put a flood on, so all of our ice is gone. The vines were out and exposed when it was like 70 degrees, which was kind of scary because that was in February still when it was still so warm. So we were worried that we were going to have to start watching frost that early just because the buds were exposed, and with that warm of temperatures, we didn't know if they were going to start growing at that temperature. So we were a little nervous, but when it cooled back off, we were like, okay, they're going to be fine for a few more weeks. And then when it got really cold last week, and whenever that was, we got through that cold snap, we flooded everything up again just to keep the plants underwater during the cold. Now we're starting to take that water off. And usually when we take that water off is when we start watching for frost right away. So the guys were out today checking sprinklers. They turned and ran the irrigation pumps up at full speed today just to make sure everything was working well and getting any plug sprinklers, any bad gaskets that connect the pipes together, making sure there weren't any big leaks. So I think the plants are going to be okay through the end of this week, and then probably the start of next week is when Frostwatch is going to really kick off and be in full swing. So it's kind of busy around here and nobody is really that excited about it. So thankfully the weather kind of went back to normal in March and kind of put things back where they should be, because it was looking kind of scary there for a little while. Like things are going to be pushed ahead. 2 months. Depends on how you want to look at it. I say it pushed back, but whatever. So,
I mean, Porter's old enough to
right now, and it's all Porter's just kind old of a enough waiting to game. Have so, his own, I think this is the first time I've ever watched them unplug sprinklers with snow on the ground. So that was interesting. I've never seen that before. But it's Wisconsin.
Hi. I got about 3/4 of that. You kept freezing. I was trying to talk to you, so it's probably going to sound like I was interrupting you, and I apologize.
It's all good. It's all good. I don't know.
I was going to say, though, but
my computer's been shut for the last week, and whenever I try to open it up to do something after that long, it doesn't work. So, so I'm sorry for those of you that are listening to this, and you're just like, are these guys okay? No.
We're not okay.
We're not okay.
Okay, this is the third time I'm going to try to say this. I probably interrupted you twice, but Porter is old enough to do his own Frost Watch, right? I mean, get him out there.
You know, he probably could if he could cross the ditches by himself. And, you know, he might. I just haven't tried yet. I'll give him another week or two.
Yeah. All right, that should help you out so you could sleep a little bit more.
Thank you. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Oh, man. We have been waiting for a very long time for goat kids to arrive. We knew they were pregnant, and, like, I think we just underestimated when they were due. I don't know. They, like, are super fat. They have udders. They were starting to get a little loosey-goosey, and I was like, oh, man, we're going to have kids. Well, that was, like, a month ago, and we still don't have kids. So I kind of gave up thinking, like, oh, my gosh, this is the day they're going to have them. Cutie has, like, a very full udder, and she's got milk in her udder, and she's got some discharge. So, like, I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe in the next week she'll have it, but it is what it is. And then Flower's also pregnant. Her udder is not as big, so I don't think she'll be coming around for a while. But it's just hard because, like, we don't know when they were bred because they're always with Pirate, the male. So it is what it is. We got a new boar last week. So our current boar, Peter, is, he's only ever had his one girlfriend, Petunia. And he obviously cannot hang out with his offspring. But we would like more babies, so we kind of had to get some fresh blood in there. So I contacted one of my old teachers at UW-Platteville. She runs the swine building. I was like, hey, you got a boar for me? we were able to pick up a really nice Berkshire boar. He's fairly small, so I don't know. He's much smaller than our females are right now, so it might be a few weeks before he catches up to them to be able to breed them and stuff. But hopefully we'll get them bred so that they kind of have, like, December, January babies at the very least. Pigs are pregnant for 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days, so usually they can have, like, 2 or 3 litters in a year. But so that's exciting. His name is Uno because he has one white nut. Joey named him. He was very proud of that name. So, we also, oh my gosh, Joy had her baby. She had a baby girl. She's a brown Swiss cow. Sophia named it Jelly Bean. I literally cried when she was born because I did not think we were going to get a heifer calf. Like, I figured it's just my luck. Like, it's going to be a bull calf. It was due beginning of March. And I was really hoping that Sophia would have a March calf to show this year because she cried when she realized how big Squirrel had gotten, the calf that she showed last year. Like, it was a surprise that Squirrel grew and was, like, twice as big as her now. She was like, I can't do that, Mom. I was like, it'll be fine. So Jellybean was born last Saturday, a little over a week old. She had a rough few days to start with. Like, she wasn't really sure about life. thankfully, she's kind of turned around and she's doing really well now. So those are the new critters. Oh, we also got chicks. we got chicks Saturday. And we actually are trying something new this year, and we're trying meat birds. We've been talking about doing it for a few years, but there's not many places around here. There's like no places that I know of that actually process meat birds anymore. So like if you want to do it, you either have to do it yourself or hire out. I know a lot of the Amish around here will do it for you. And so we just, I don't know, it's never really been in our wheelhouse, but I guess one of the cool things about social media is a couple weeks ago, I was able to do a reel with Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And in exchange for that, I got a gift card to Farm and Fleet. And so Joey was like, how about this? Like, what do you think about investing in some of the supplies that we would need with the gift card we got? And obviously, like, it won't cover all of the things that we need, but it'll give us a good start. So I thought that was a good thinking on Joey's part. So yeah, we got the meat birds. We're going to invest in like the plucker, and we've got some of the things that we need, just with doing other things around the farm, but we're going to kind of invest in all that and see how it goes. We got 20 to start with because we didn't want to like go balls to the walls and freak out not knowing what we're doing, but I'm excited to try it out. And, at farmers markets and stuff, we've always had customers asking for chicken. There's a few other places around here that do it. But none at the farmers markets I go to. So it'll be a nice little addition. And the weird thing about chicken, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, we'll obviously like do everything as by the book as we can and like as clean as we can. But if you want to sell like frozen whole chickens, you don't have to get it done at like a USDA inspected plant like you do beef. You can just do it right on the farm. So interesting fun fact. But yeah, we got a lot to read up on and stuff, and hopefully it goes well.
Do you raise meat chickens any differently than like a laying chicken? Like, is there a different feed that they need or like different conditions that they need?
Yeah. Conditions will be about the same. Like right now they're getting chick starter like layers would. We will feed them a meat bird formulated feed. Offhand, I'm not sure. I think it's like higher in protein and stuff, but I'm not sure. I'm sure there's other nutrients. It differs from laying feed. So they'll do that. But like meat birds, we got Cornish crosses. And I mean, those can be ready to go within like 6 to 8 weeks from really? What I've read. So yeah, meat birds grow really extremely fast. So yeah, we'll kind of see how it goes. We do have an area for them. They'll like have an outside area to go in, and then they've got a little shed to go in. So it's really no different than how we would raise our layers, except for the feed that we're feeding them. And they just won't be around quite as long, but they'll still be able to go outside and like do all the things.
So you still have your laying chickens too? Do you have both? Can they live harmoniously together, or do you keep them separate?
I feel like they probably could. I don't know. We'll keep them separate just because we're feeding them different feed and stuff like that. And sometimes when you put chicks together, or like they would have to be pretty big to go with the laying hens. Because when you put two different, like when we raise chicks and put them in with the laying hens, there's kind of a pecking order. Some of the older ones will like beat up on the little ones and stuff. Can you hear them crying?
You're all good.
I don't know what happened. So since the meat birds won't be around as long, like I don't think there's really a point to mixing them together. And we've got the space and the separate little shed for them. So we'll just keep them separate.
Well, that's fun.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm excited to hear the processing journey.
It's, yeah, it's kind of funny. Joey's grandpa was over the other day, and we were telling him like that we were doing this and stuff, and he was like, oh, I remember when I was growing up processing them, and he's like, we had to pluck them by hand. And like that was the one thing Joey and I were like, we're buying a plucker, we're not like, if we're gonna be processing these, it's we want to be able to do it like in an efficient manner. Otherwise, we're not going to have any fun doing it. So, yeah, it was just fun to hear because like a lot of the stuff that we're doing these days that people consider like homesteading or whatever, like it was so normal for our ancestors to do it. So I think it's awesome that it's coming back. I sometimes hate that people are like calling themselves homesteaders, but that's a different topic for a different day. So I'm just excited to try it out and to like also have another meat source because I rarely buy chicken just because we always have beef and we usually have pork. So it's like, I'm always like, I don't need to buy more. Like we've got plenty of it, but I'm excited to be able to incorporate more chicken into our diets too. And I'm excited as well. We're going to get our pigs back hopefully this week. So we'll have a little bit of pork in the freezer.
What is, I was going to ask you this earlier. I don't know if you said it because I was cutting in and out a little bit. So did you say how long, going back to your goats, how long the gestation period was for your goat?
Oh, the goats.
Yeah. How long have they been pregnant for?
The bananas are still too green, buddy. The bananas are still too green.
I love green bananas.
Really?
Yeah. Crunchy bananas. Mm.
Oh, they've got like delicious. They're dry. Like they, ugh. I can just taste that aftertaste on my tongue. Mm. Nasty. Okay. A goat's gestation. Why can't I say that? Gestation. Period. Is 150 days. What is that? 6 months?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
30, 60, 90, 120. 5 months.
Okay.
5 months? 5 6 months? 5 1/2 months?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep the babies? Or what? What do you do with the goats? Like, what is the purpose of your goats? Do you use their milk for anything? You should learn how to make goat milk soap.
Oh god. The goat's purpose is to be cute and cause trouble. I think we would probably sell the babies. We honestly we don't have a use for them. As cool as it would be to make things with goat milk, I don't see myself finding the time to do it. I have no desire to. But yeah, I feel like we'd sell the babies and I don't know. Joe told me tonight he wants to sell Pirate, his male goat, and I was like, that's fine with me because he smells. I don't know who's gonna buy him, but like you want to sell him, you can sell him. So I mean it'd be fun to milk the goats, but at the same time, like I don't have enough hours in the day for all that.
I think a goat is the only thing I've ever milked in my life.
Really?
Fun fact. Yep. Mm-hmm. I never milked a cow, but I've milked a goat.
Where?
We have a family friend that lives down the road. She has, she's always had goats. Hmm. So when I was little, we'd go over there and she'd let me like pretend farm with her and collect eggs and milk the goats. I think that's all she had. She had chickens and goats, and then she got pigs a little while ago, and they were mean. They kind of scared me from ever wanting to ever look at a pig ever again. They bit, and they were just so mean.
Aww.
Yeah, she just like threw me in the pen. She's like, oh, have fun with the piglets. And I'm like, oh, cute. And then they're just biting at my knees like little terrorists. Like,
they were preparing you for motherhood.
Yeah. They were preparing to eat me. That's what they were
doing. Hey, you want to get rid of a dead body.
Anyway, what else do you have going on this spring?
Just gearing up for planting. Gosh.
They sound like they're having a good time.
They're fighting with each other. They play so good together, but they also fight so good together. Like, they'll be playing fine for, like, an hour, and then all of a sudden, one of them does something. Then they, like, smack each other, and it's World War III. Why can't I talk today? Okay.
Because it's Monday, and it's a full moon.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, not a whole lot otherwise going on right now. I had a sinus infection for a good 6 weeks, and I'm finally over it. Two rounds of antibiotics later. So now my only lingering problem is that I'm like swollen in random areas of my body. Sunday morning I woke up and my feet and my legs were all swollen, and like not bad enough that it was super noticeable, but I could feel it, which was probably worse. And today, like my hands and my wrists are swollen.
That's so bizarre.
I know. My feet feel better though. So like I'm kind of hoping tomorrow nothing is swollen. That'd be ideal. But like I had to take my rings off. Like I was starting to hurt my fingers. Man.
Hopefully you don't wake up tomorrow and your eyes are just swollen shut.
That's been my worst fear, because I'm like, at least my face like doesn't look puffy or swollen. It doesn't feel swollen, but it is migrating up. So tomorrow I probably won't be able to open my eyes, but that's fine.
Just blame it on the full moon. I don't know what to tell you. That's strange.
Yeah. I've been like drinking water. I've been doing all the things. So I don't know what it is, but I'm almost wondering, you know, like viruses leave bodies in like really weird ways. Maybe it was a viral thing, since it took so long to go away. And it's just, instead of like getting a rash, I have swollen phalanges. I don't know.
Not the phalanges.
Yeah. Anyways, anything else new with you?
Porter just had his tonsils out on Friday. We're not doing well. It's
poor buddy.
No, he's fine. It went really smooth. I didn't know it was only a half hour long surgery, so we got there right away at 6. And he was perfectly fine getting up early. Like, we did this in La Crosse. So we spent the night, Thursday night, in La Crosse at a hotel. And then we stayed there until Saturday morning, just in case something happened. Like, we wouldn't have to drive back an hour to La Crosse in the middle of the night in case whatever happened. So we got there Friday morning at 6 o'clock. And he was perfectly fine. And the second he entered in, like, the little pre-op room, just, like, a flip was switched. And he was just, like, this demonic gremlin that... Like, you couldn't even look at him without him freaking out. You couldn't. There was, like, this little heart rate. I mean, he's a two-year-old. He doesn't know. He's scared. And there's, like, this little sticker heart rate monitor they wanted to put on his finger, and it had this little red light on it. And to him, that was like, the demon, the spawn of Satan, resurrected in the form of a sticker. Like, he lost his mind. And the nurse was trying to get his blood pressure, like trying to check his vitals, and he was crawling up the walls, like, just get away from me. We could get his sweatshirt off to get him like calmed down and like cooled down, because he was like getting really red and worked up. And so they had to order him like a relaxer drug. And I don't think they were going to give that to him until he like went back for his anesthesia. But they're like, no, we're going to give it to him now with a dose of Tylenol, and hopefully that kind of calms him down. And I'm like, okay, sounds great. So they came in, they handed me a syringe and like kind of held him down, and we just had to shove it in and go. And so we got most of it, and then I tried giving him Tylenol, and it was just like projectile spat right back out. But after like 10 minutes, he calmed down, and they were able to take him back. And within a half hour, they came in and let us know he was done. And the triage person came out, and she's like, yeah, he's in recovery now. They'll probably come get you. And just know that if they come get you sooner rather than later, he's going to be really angry, and they need one of you to go back and try to calm him down. And it was like 2 minutes later, somebody came walking out, and they made direct eye contact with me.
You're like, gosh,
yeah. Yeah, we need you to come back and see him. So like in the recovery room, it's just like this big open room with like a nurse desk in the middle, and there's curtains that go around the hospital bed, so you're kind of all in there together when you're coming out of surgery. And thankfully he was the first one in there that morning, and there were two nurses around him, and I was like, oh, how's he doing? And the triage nurse that was walking me back, she was like, oh, you should be able to hear him pretty soon.
Oh, no.
So he was not happy. It took him a while to get his eyes open, so we had to stay down there a little bit longer, and he was just like log rolling all over the bed, and he had an IV in his foot that he didn't like. So the nurse is like trying to make sure he didn't get that wrapped up and pull that out of his foot, and he was just like rolling and screaming. So I'm trying to like hold him and let him know he's okay. And so we were in there for probably like an hour just like wrestling with him until he finally fell asleep, and they were able to check his vitals and stuff. And then we were able to go up into the pediatric floor and lay with him for a little bit in there until he started waking up and being a little bit more normal. And he just, I think he's got white coat syndrome as a 2-year-old. Like anytime a nurse walked into the room, it was just full terrorist mode engaged. And he was just not happy. He wouldn't take his medicine very well in there. We had to rotate between like Tylenol and Motrin every 3 hours. And he was just not happy. And I knew it was because of the IV in his foot, but we couldn't take it out because he needed those fluids, because it took a while for him to start drinking, obviously. So anyway, it was a long day, but we were out of there by like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we went back to the hotel, and he was just like a completely different kid. He was so good in the hotel. He was quiet. He just wanted to play. He ate macaroni and cheese while we were still in the hospital. Like he inhaled it, took a really good nap in there. And then he was kind of fine after that. He slept really well throughout the night. We got up the next morning, he ate a little bit, and then we were at Farm Fleet by like noon, just doing some shopping on our way home. We got home, and he's been okay ever since. He's been doing what he can, with no real big issues. So hopefully the worst is over and we don't have to go back to the doctor anytime soon, because I'm going to need a tranquilizer to get him back, because that was not poor guy. He was just, the nurse called me a week before the surgery to just kind of like run down what the day would look like. And she's like, you know, when they're this young, they're going to be, she's trying to find like a polite way to say this. And she's like, they're going to act like a gremlin and not like the fun gizmo gremlin, like the after midnight and you fed them kind of gremlin, where they're just a terror. And I was like, oh, great. That sounds great. But, you know, I'm glad we did this. He was snoring so loud, and I didn't think he was getting a good night's sleep. Like he was snoring loud enough where we would hear him through his closed bedroom door, like with a TV on. So I was like, that's not normal for a 2-year-old, and he's a mouth breather. And I'm hoping this just clears things up for him. But he's good. We're surviving. Not so much thriving, but that's all right.
Your story kind of reminds me, I'm not comparing your son to a cat right now, but I used to have this cat named Buck, and he had to go get fixed. And so I brought him in, and they were like, yeah, you'll bring him in. We'll do the surgery. It was like, the surgery was in the afternoon. We'll keep them overnight, and then you can come pick them up in the morning, like after they're out of anesthesia and everything. I'm like, okay, like that's cool. So he gets a surgery, and I got a call like later that night. They had already called me, said that the surgery went good, blah, blah, blah. I got a call later that night, and they're like, is there any way that you can come get your cat? Like, I know that normally they stay overnight, but like, he's not okay in here, and he needs to go home. And apparently he was a complete asshole. Like, he wouldn't let anyone near him without like freaking out. He was hissing at everyone. Like, he was a demon. So I had to go get him. He could not spend the night at the vet clinic, but so that's probably how your nurses were. They're like, get this kid out of here.
Yeah, like the surgeon came in. He's like, oh, yeah, you guys are good to go. Like a little afternoon, I'll start filing the paperwork. And then after he left, like 10 minutes later, a nurse came in. She's like, oh my God, did the surgeon just come in here and tell you guys that you could go? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, and you're okay with that? Like questioning. I'm like, should I not be okay with that?
Hey, like what's just, wrong?
He just ate a big plate of macaroni and cheese and peaches. Like, I think he's okay. Like, he's eating and he's drinking. Like, is there something else we need to keep an eye on? She's like, no, I just wanted to make sure. Good Lord, lady. Like, can you be a little bit more gentle about how you're asking these questions? I thought something was wrong. But we're good. It's all good. We're watching lots of movies. Found a fun new puppy dog show on Disney that he really likes. So we're watching a lot of Puppy Dog Pals.
Oh, that is a cute show.
It's all good. It is. The theme song is very catchy. It's been stuck in my head for a couple days. I won't.
It'll be stuck in my
head. I won't push you through that.
Awesome. Well, should we do like, I don't even know how we get in this episode. Something fun. What are you looking forward to in the next week?
Nothing. Honestly, I'm excited to not do anything. This last week has been nuts, and I'm excited to do nothing. How's that? I'm excited to just do nothing. And eat Easter candy in like a week. I'm excited to do that too.
Yeah, Easter is literally on Sunday. Like, that's crazy to me.
It is. It is. Ooh, what's your favorite trend on social media right now?
That's a good one.
Do you have a favorite person that you've been enjoying this last couple weeks, months?
Don't put me on the spot like that. Favorite person. Oh, I do have a favorite person. God, on my phone, I can't think of what his name is. He has a cow named Bruce.
And he eats?
Yeah. I can't think of what his username is. But it started out like this guy didn't used to bring his cow into his house, but the cow's name is Bruce. I'm pretty sure it's just a steer that he's gonna butcher. He doesn't seem like he's a vegan or anything, but if you go back to previous videos on his page, it started with him doing cold plunges in his like cattle's water tank. And he would feed Bruce, and then there was, like, a Jersey there, too. And he would just, like, bring random things and feed them to, like, see if the cows would eat it. And so I don't know what possessed this man to bring this cow into his house. Like, I'm pretty sure he's married, and so his wife is clearly a saint to allow it. Because you know he's making a mess.
Yeah.
But if you need a good laugh, just go find him. And just watch all of his videos because they are hilarious.
It's not like a baby cow; it's like a full grown adult.
Yeah, it's
in his little kitchen, and he's just like eating off of the table.
And the cow is like literally eating everything with him. It's like kind of disgusting, but also hilarious at the same time.
It is. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't think there's any like trends that I've really noticed lately. I don't know. I guess I'm not really into the trendy trends lately, but I've been trying to follow new people just to like get a better mix of people. Like, and I've always been good about unfollowing people lately. Like if I'm like bleh, when they come on the screen, I'm sorry, I unfollow you because I need happiness in my life. What? I would hope the same people would do that. Like, if someone's not bringing you joy, why are you following them?
Preach.
So, yeah. Do you have a favorite follow on social media lately? Besides me, obviously.
Obviously.
Wait, no! Hold on! You are on Ocean Spray juice containers!
I am.
We buried the lead with that. Coolest thing ever.
It is cool.
I can't find them, but
it's there. I promise. They're coming. Yeah, this has been happening since 2020. in the middle of the pandemic, we found out that we were selected as one of the families that was going to be on the new Juice redesign. And they reached out to us when I found out that I was like just pregnant. So that had to have been like around Christmas time. Right? 2020, and then going into 2021. So they wanted us to do this photo shoot inside our home with my family, but they weren't going to send a camera crew out because of COVID. So the way that they did this is they told us to download this app on our phones, and then they sent out like these really professional like ring lights and tripods to me. And then they wanted us to do a walkthrough of our house to find the best area for this photo shoot. So we're literally like on this Zoom type program on our phone. And as we're going through, they're like taking screenshots of the house on their end of
things. Was that your worst nightmare?
Well, thankfully we did this over at my parents' house because my house is just way too small to and like not cute to do this. So we went over there and we're like walking through the house and like, okay, but do it from this angle and like check it from this angle. It needs to be the right daylight. And then it took forever to upload all these pictures to them because we didn't have Starlink at that time. So I had to leave my phone out, like plugged in for probably like 6 hours for all these photos to upload to the people so they could see like the best position to do this photo shoot. So then like a week later, they come back and they're like, okay, we want to do it in the stairwell. I'm like, that's odd. Because it was me, Dan, both my parents and my brother. And they're like, yeah, we're going to have it set up. So you guys are coming down the stairs and it's going to look like you're just meeting to, like, you're just getting into the house and, like, you're going to be taking your shoes off. And it's going to be, like, this real casual thing. Like, what does this have to do with farming? Like, so we had to like show them our outfits that we were planning on wearing. We had to have like a couple of different options and they're telling us like, oh, go with this color scheme or like, no, this looks awful. Do you have any other choices? So we got all set up and it was just this very awkward thing. It was like from this really awkward angle, it's kind of like down low and I'm standing and like Dan is sitting down in a chair and then my parents are coming down the stairs above Dan and I, and then my brother was sitting like at the landing of the stairs and we're all kind of like looking at each other randomly like eh. And it was just this very unflattering angle to be having your picture taken at like 3 to 4 months pregnant, so you're not like bumping but you're just like bloated and gross looking. So they send us a picture back and we're like, okay, this is it. And we're like, oh, that's different. So thankfully they just scrapped that entire idea. And then they came back in 2022 harvest and they had a camera crew come out that day, thankfully. And it was like kind of a drizzly day early in harvest. So nobody was in a good mood. They came out right away in the morning. My dad, like, usually my family is pretty good about like putting on a happy face when strangers are around or like when people outside of the family come visit. That wasn't a thing that day, and everyone was just so mad in my family. Like my dad was like Charlie Barron's video mad, like mad. And my brother drove 2 hours up from Madison to be there at like 8 o'clock in the morning, so he's not happy. I think Dan had just gotten yelled at by my dad for doing something with harvest related. And I'm like trying to be the happy one. Like, no, you guys, you need to be happy because I want to be on this juice label. Like, make them like you, please. So they were there for maybe 20 minutes when they had scheduled us for like an hour and a half shoot. And they left. And I just looked at my dad and Dan, I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, they hate us. They don't want to use our picture or anything. But no, I had fun because I'm just like dying of embarrassment inside. Like my ears are getting red just thinking about it. But they sent us all these pictures like around Christmas time. So we got to look through everything and We couldn't say a word about this until like it started launching. So I think I told you, but I wasn't able to like share any of these pictures or anything. So now that it's out, we are on some of the diet juice labels. So they're phasing out the old labels now. And then as soon as all those are sold out, you should start seeing the new ones rolling in. So look for me, look for us on some of the diet juices, hopefully within the next month or so, I hope. So there, that's that story.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Sorry, I forgot about it, and then I was like, wait, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, it was cool. And I finally found one. I think it started rolling out the end of February. I started first seeing the new labels, and I was like, oh, I know this person. So it's kind of fun. It's like the new Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Love it. So yeah, everyone go check out, yes, your local stores and buy some cranberry juice.
Please. Please help me.
Awesome. Do you have anything else? I think my kids are getting kind of squirrely.
Yes. No. I mean, no, I don't have anything.
You're on your own.
You're on your own, kids. I hope you guys are staying dry, staying warm wherever you're at. If you have any more suggestions for guests, if you want to hear one of your favorite farmers on our show, reach out to us and let us know, because we're always interested to find new people. You can shoot us an email at forwardfarmingpod@gmail.com, or reach out to us on Instagram, as we're probably going to see you more often than not, over at Forward Farming Podcast on Instagram. Or you can shoot one of us a message separately. I'm over at Cranberry Chats, and Becca's over at Becca Hilby. We'd love to hear from you. And if you're enjoying our show, we would really love for you to leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And if you want to see all of this episode without any edits or cuts, check us out on YouTube, because we screwed the pooch pretty big time starting this episode off, because my computer is a piece of junk. So hope you enjoy that. It's fine. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.